Das ist die Dishon Perik Gimel Mishnah Yud. Haimer Leisha Kidash Tich, Vihi Oimeretz, Lo Kidash Tani. Somebody says to an Isha, I was Makadish you in front of Adam, and the Adam are not around to verify whether this is true. And she denies that she says, you are not Makadish me, who also Bekroivo Yisaha, Vihi Muteretz Bekroivo. He would not be allowed to marry any of her relatives, since he claims he was Makadish her. A person cannot marry the relatives of his wife, but she would be allowed to marry his relatives, as she does not become usher just because he claims that he was Makadish her, since the Edom are not around. And the reason why he is usher to her relatives, even though the Edom are not being made that he was Makadish her, is because we have a klal shavye anafshe haticha diisur. Somebody can create for himself an isur if somebody claims something is usher, even though we have no Edom, since he claims it's usher for him. It's usher, even though for everybody else it's mutter. So too over here, since he claims he was Makadisher, even though there are no Edom, that her relatives would be usher to him. He oimeres kidashtani, v'hu oimer lo kidashtich. If she claims that you were Makadish me and he denies it, he says, I was not Makadish you, and the Edom are not around to verify, hu mutter v'krebo yisaha, v'hi asura v'krebo. He would be allowed to marry her relatives, since he denied it, but she is also to marry his relatives, since she has created for herself an Isser by claiming that he was Makadisher, and she would not be allowed to get remarried at all to anybody, since she claims she is an Ashes Ish. He would have to give her a get to allow her to get remarried at all, and even after she gets a get, she would not be allowed to marry his relatives, as once somebody is divorced, she can't marry the relatives of her former husband. And we do not force him to give her a get, as if he would give her a get, he would be usher to her kroiva, since he has given her a get. But we ask him to please give her a get to allow her to get remarried. Kidashtich, v'hi oimeres lo kidashta elabiti. Somebody tells an isha that I was mekadesh you in front of Adam, and the Adam are not around to verify. And she says, you are not mekadesh me, you are mekadesh my daughter. Hu asur b'kroivos g'doyla u'g'doyla muteres. He would not be allowed to marry the Kroivos, the relatives of the Gdola, meaning of the mother, since he claims he was Makadisher. But she, the mother, would be allowed to marry his relatives, since she says that he was not Makadisher, he was Makadish only her daughter. Humutur Bekroivos Ktana Uktana Muteres Bekroivov. He would be allowed to marry the relatives of the Ktana, of the daughter, since he claims he wasn't Makadish the daughter, he was Makadish the mother. And the Ktana, the daughter, would be allowed to marry his relatives, as the daughter does not become usher, even though the mother claims that the daughter was Niskacha to him, and the Torah does not give them manus to the mother to make any edus about the daughter. The Torah only gave them manus to a father to claim that his daughter is Niskacha, but to a mother the Torah did not give them manus to, so therefore the daughter does not become usher, even though the mother claims that the daughter was Niskacha to him. Maseches Kedushin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Kidashti es bitech, v'hi oimeres lo kidashta ela osi. A person tells an isha, I was Mekadesh your daughter, and the daughter is a gdola, and the daughter made the mother into a shliach to be Mekabel Kedushin for her. And he claims he was Mekadesh the daughter through the mother, as the mother was the daughter's shliach. And Edom were present at the time, but the Edom are not around to verify whether he is saying the truth. And she claims that when he gave her the Kesef Kedushin, he was not Mekadesh the daughter. Instead, he was Mekadesh the mother. Hu aser b'kroivos ktana uktana muteres b'kroivov. He would not be allowed to marry the relatives of the ktana, meaning of the daughter, since he claims that he was Mekadesh the daughter, he is aser to her relatives. But the ktana, meaning the daughter, would be allowed to marry his relatives, as the daughter is not aser to his relative just because he claims that he was Mekadesh the daughter, since the Edom are not around to verify. Hu mutter b'kroivos g'doyla u'g'doyla asura b'kroivov. He would be allowed to marry the relatives of the g'doyla, meaning of the mother, since according to what he is saying, he was never Mekadesh the mother, but the g'doyla, meaning the mother, would not be allowed to marry his relatives, since the mother claimed that he was Mekadesh her. The mother has made for herself a chaticha de isura. She has created for herself an iser, since she claimed that he was Makadisher, according to her claim, she is an Ashes Ish, so therefore she can't get remarried at all until she receives a get from him, and even after she gets a get from him, she would be usher to marry his relatives.